You're listening to World Cafe. My name is Raina Duris. It seems like 23-year-old guitar prodigy Marcus King was always destined to make music. He's from a multi-generational musical family and has had his own band since he was a teenager in South Carolina. He's released three studio albums with that band called the Marcus King Band, but about a year ago, it was time for a change. He moved to Nashville, started hanging out with Dan Arbuck, and with Dan's help, he released his debut solo album, El Dorado. Marcus King dropped by World Cafe to talk about his first memories of playing guitar, how Dan Arbuck convinced him to buy a car, and to perform special acoustic versions of some of the songs from El Dorado, which is out today. We begin with one of those songs, the opening track from El Dorado, recorded in front of a live audience at World Cafe Live. This is Marcus King with Young Man's Dream.
Thanks for having me this morning. Thanks again for having me this morning. Wrote this one with Dan Auerbach and Ronnie Bowman, real fantastic writer in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a song called Sweet Mariona.
California to the heavens above, I can still feel
your love growing stronger. Over the rainbow, I know that you know. Whenever you cross my mind, the sun's gonna shine. Sweet Mariona, sometimes when I want it, I can hear you in the wind coming back to me again and again. Whenever you cross my mind, the sun's gonna shine. Sweet Mariona, never forget you. From the moment I met you, you knew how to get to my heart. From the moment I met you, you knew how to get to my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Marcus King performing live on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. That was Sweet Mariona from El Dorado, your new solo album. Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
Now, you've been on World Cafe a couple of times before, but you've had some big changes since you were here last in 2018. You moved from Greenville, South Carolina. Where did you go?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Now, you lived in Greenville your entire life. You had roots there. What was it that pulled you to Nashville?
Oh, man, I work with a great deal of fantastic people there, and all the writers and all the players in town that just create this kind of a fluorescent buzz to this town. It's an energy that I was attracted to. So kind of like a moth, I just made my way up there.
Kind of like the title of your new album, El Dorado. Yeah. Could you tell us about how El Dorado, which is a mythical city of gold, how did Nashville inspire that?
Well, Nashville was kind of my El Dorado, kind of a place for me to find that would be a prosperous town for me, something that would make me feel fulfilled spiritually and musically. So it was a journey to get there, and my father brought me this guitar, actually. It's the first guitar I have a memory of from when I was a kid. And we realized it's an Epiphone El Dorado, and I just got a 1980 El Dorado, which you see on the cover. So it was all kind of came together.
Now, one of your friends who lives in Nashville is Dan Arbach. I understand he had something to do with you getting that car.
Yeah, big time.
What happened?
I was gonna get an old truck, and he had an old truck. So I said, "What do you think? Should I get an old truck?" He said, "No, I keep that there to tell my friends not to get one, because it's broken all the time." And he has an El Dorado, so he said, "Get you a Cadillac." So I got that one, and shortly after, he got an '80s Seville, yeah, and a Cadillac Seville. So now we're both on the back cover. Both of our cars are there.
Do you guys kinda drive around together in those?
Yeah.
I'm Raina Duras talking to Marcus King in front of a live audience on World Cafe about his new first solo album, El Dorado. Having Dan Arbach there in Nashville with you to show you around, not a bad way to get used to your new city. Where did he take you in Nashville? How did he help you get familiarized with your new home?
Well, we spent a lot of time at the studio writing, and he's curated this place that used to be like a telephone call center. So there was no vibe in this place, zero vibe. He found that room, and saw some potential in it, and he created a space where people could get there and create and be creative and make music.
How do you create vibe in a room that used to be a telemarketing center? What does it look like now?
It looks like the interior of like a ship.
A ship.
Velvet couches and stuff of the like, not nautical stuff.
Portholes and the whole thing.
No portholes. But it's just a really, really stellar room. It's a great place to perform live, and that's what we had. We had a full live band, and we had Billy Sanford on guitars, and he wrote the main riff for Pretty Woman, the Roy Orbison track, and we had Gene Chrisman and Bobby Woods, who were the two remaining members of the Memphis Boys. So they were on like Suspicious Minds with Elvis Presley, and we had all the just A-team players on this record to kind of learn from.
With the Memphis Boys, you know, they have, like you said, played with Elvis Presley, Dusty Springfield, Neil mm-hmm. Diamond. What's it like when you get into a studio with these sort of legendary players, with the songs that you and Dan have written together?
It's intimidating.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's intimidating, but it's comforting, too, because, you know, they won't steer you wrong. They just know what the song needs. And that's why we were able to get so much work done in such little time, because they really don't need a lot of time to do what they do, you know?
Speaking to Marcus King live in front of a live audience at World Cafe, I'm Raina Duris. Would love to hear another song. Could you tell us a story about Wildflowers?
Yeah. This idea was kind of based around a trip that I took to see a lady in Virginia. I was living in South Carolina at the time still, so I just kind of took a drive in my old minivan before I got rid of that, or before it got rid of me, I guess. That van and I also went through a lot. And I was driving it up to Virginia and stopped and picked some wildflowers on the way and picked up a bottle of wine and then, you know, listened to some records. So it's just a storytelling song, I guess.
This is Marcus King with Wildflowers and Wine on World Cafe.
Wildflowers and wine. Oh, scratchy record, the background of our life. We're still in dancing to all this time. Wildflowers and wine. I walk through fields of evergreen. The golden sun, like I've never seen. I pick them one at a time. Wildflowers and wine. Feeling the same way too. No, oh, I can't help it. You're all I need tonight. I know you mean it. When I look in your eyes. Wildflower and wine. Oh, scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. We're still in dancing all this time. Wildflowers and wine. Thank you. I know you feel it. Feel it the same way too. No, I can't help it. You're all I need tonight. I know you mean it. When I look in your eyes. Cheap red wine, just that old scratchy record plays in the background of my life. Love was still in dancing and all this time. Wildflowers and wine. All this time, wildflowers and wine.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
It's another one off the record. It's kind of another storytelling song that we wrote with Paul Overstreet. And, you know, this progression kind of came to us, and we just started kind of telling the story about just your local bar and just seeing somebody that you know. It's kind of just something I feel like people could relate to. You know, you see people passing by every day, and you know, you can sometimes read people's spirits when people wear it on their sleeves a little more open to the public. And this is a song about just seeing someone beautiful. It's a song called Beautiful Stranger.
Some beautiful stranger. Come here quite often. I don't know your name, but I know what you drink. You got a secret, but it's one you can't keep. Oh, beautiful stranger, you're like an angel to me. So if you're feeling lonely, come sit next to me. We'll find a slow song to dance to. Strangers no longer will be. Beautiful stranger, so lovely tonight, yes you are. Could that be my future that I see in your eyes? Stranger, you're like an angel to me. Come here quite often. don't know your name, but I know what you dream. You got a secret, but it's one you can't keep, baby. Oh, beautiful stranger, you're like an angel to me. Oh, beautiful stranger, you're like an angel to me.
Thank you.
Marcus King performing for us here in front of a live audience on World Cafe, songs from his new album, El Dorado. I'm Rana Duras. Marcus, you're known as a blues guitar virtuoso, but your vocals on this album, they almost sound like R&B vocals. And just to demonstrate, I want to throw on a clip of one of the songs from the record called Break.
Funny how this town forget you. Sooner or later you'll see I'll always be there to catch you. Somebody's shaking your tree. Don't let your heart break for nobody but me.
That was a little bit of Break from Marcus King's new album, El Dorado. And I read that after you recorded that vocal, your producer, Dan Arbuck, put you back to work and had you, you know, re-record, rethink some of the other vocals on the record.
Yeah, it kind of was a different approach because, you know, with that one I sang a little more in my falsetto range and had a bit of a softer approach. And I've talked about it before where what I grew accustomed to, the way that I came up singing, was to sing as loudly as possible because you're constantly trying to combat with a loud bar crowd and like all the other sounds of a bar room, and it's just really can be difficult, and the band's loud too, and I always had to sing as loud as possible. So on this record, it was the first time I thought, it is a microphone. It's going to pick me up. We could turn it up. And a lot of my heroes cut their records really soft and quiet. And I kind of took that approach here.
Did it take you a while to feel comfortable doing that?
Man, I eased right into it. It was like, you know, my throat's not going to hurt at the end of the night. I don't need any more honey and tea.
Talking to Marcus King about his new album, El Dorado. I'm Raina Duras, live at World Cafe. You're from a long line of musicians.
That's right.
Your grandfather was a musician. Your father was a musician as well.
My great-grandfather, too.
What are some of your earliest memories, you know, playing your guitar?
Man, it goes back to where I was like three and four, whenever you start to have cognitive memories, I guess. This guitar and being in church and playing. And
the guitar right beside you on the stage.
This one, yeah.
The El Dorado.
The El Dorado.
Right.
That's the first guitar I kind of started messing around with. And my dad got me a miniature Les Paul. So that's when I started playing guitar. And I kind of found myself, I was real introverted. And I didn't talk a lot, but I'd play guitar a lot. You know, in my proper setting, I'm able to be a little bit outgoing, but in general life, you know, I'm pretty to myself, and that's how I just kind of came up, was just playing guitar, and the guitar was more or less my babysitter, you know.
And you've taken it a pretty long way. Since you were at World Cafe last, you played on another pretty legendary show, the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, we do.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Now, a lot of people most probably know the name Grand Ole Opry, but some might not know exactly what it is or just why it's so special. Do you mind telling us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this is like a radio show that they had in Nashville, Tennessee, and they used to have it at the Ryman Auditorium, and they moved, and they still have a piece of the original stage, and that's where they let you stand and sing your songs. But that's where everybody was doing it, man. That's where it all kind of started. It's the, they call it the show that made country music famous, and it's just a real honor and a treat to go there and to be part of the history and the heritage of country music, which, you know, country music is kind of in this tapestry that we've created of just American music. And, you know, that's why I felt good there, because country is a big part of who I am, as well as blues music and jazz music, and R&B plays a big role in that. So to go there and kind of do what I do, which is not just pure country, it's a little bit of everything, it was really an honor. It's just, it's difficult to explain really in the right words, but it's powerful, I guess is a good way to put it.
When you got on that stage, what guitar did you bring up there with you?
I brought my grandfather's guitar with me.
How do you think your grandfather would have felt, you know, watching you up there on that stage? I know you dedicated the show to him.
Yeah.
You know, how do you think he would have felt seeing you do it?
I think he would have been proud, would have told me to get a haircut.
Let's hear one more song from your new album, okay. El Dorado. Can you tell us, before you start playing it, can you tell us about your song, The Well?
Yeah. It sounds a lot better with a band. That's what I can say about it. But this one, Ronnie Bowman is just a dear friend and a great writer, and we just wanted to write a song about the well of all my heroes and all the people that I grew up listening to and looking up to. You got to go back to the well, you know, to nourish yourself, you know. So I'm going to ask if you guys could help me out with this one, because I need a little tempo. So you're going to do it right here. Can you do that? Two. Yeah. One, two, one.
I was just a youngin' bouncing on my mama knee. The sun is only one thing to set you so free. Wasn't no easy street where I come from. There wasn't no sleep until the work was done. You wanna drink a water, got to go to the well. The cornerstone church trying to curse my soul, but the good Lord blessed me with some rock and roll.
Marcus King performing for us here in front of a live audience on World Cafe, songs from his new album, El Dorado. I'm Raina Duras. Thank you so much for coming in to share your music with us today on World Cafe, Marcus King.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. You can grab Marcus King's new album, El Dorado. It is out now. Thanks for listening. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.